I'll tell them that one.
Please review the call times. Paramount Theater, we go over there. So it should be pretty straight ahead, but read that over and let you know if you have any questions. Any questions though about next week while we're here? Okay, well, please thank Jesse and Zach. Difficulty parking, I gave him my parking place in the lodge.
So let's thank Zach.
That's why I was on time.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you for being here.
You would think at this point I would know that parking in Berkeley is always a nightmare, but. Ignorance is bliss, obviously. All right, let's pick up. No, it's so funny. I was doing an interview for SF Classical Voice about this piece. And I always tell, you know, I say this, and some people look at me crazy when I talk about how revolutionary of a piece this is. And in the 20th century zeitgeist, especially I think for people when you think of, you know, Daphnis and Chloe or Rite of Spring of all of the other chaos that comes out of the 20th century. But like I told SF Classical Voice, you know, to think of what it was for a black man in 1932, for his first orchestral piece, first oratorio, and he turns out this. Like, that is otherworldly. And, you know, and another one of these, like, gems that are created that aren't touted like Carmina Burana or Verdi Requiem, right? They're not recorded over and over again and on every concert hall. And if it wasn't, to be very honest, for my marketing director, Chris Sager, saying, have you ever heard of Nathaniel's Death's Ordering of Moses? 3 years ago, I was like, oh, I don't know that piece. Well, Nathaniel Dead, I wonder, oh, an oratorio, that's so peculiar. And put on the recording and truly was like, what in tarnation? How in the world have I not known about this? So I say this to you to tell all of your friends and all of your community members that it's truly sort of a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to witness this piece being brought to life, because it just does not happen enough. But grateful that this performance and your all's hard work is a part of a long legacy, hopefully of future performances that will come of this piece. So thank you all so much for your dedication and putting it together. Truly stunning, truly stunning. All right, let's pick it up, please. This is going into measure 526.
Page 57.
Let's stand. I'll start at this. Pick up 525, going to 526.
And when Moses smote the water, the children of a stone.
Moses smote the water, the sea gave way.
because it literally truly sounds marvelous, and I don't want to tire your voices out. But I'm going to warn you all, and actually we will do this one more time. There might be a world with the orchestra, because it doesn't look this way in your piano part, but the orchestra between 571 and 576 is playing some of the most fiendishly difficult music in their part. For every sort of 16th note that you have, they have a 32nd note. Everything just goes really chaotic and way fast for them. So I may keep the tempo that we have at 561, but this time around, let's add, don't write this in, just we'll try this. We're gonna slow down in 569 and 570 and pretend that 571 is slower. So let's try. And then I won't make you sing this happy over. But just to see how that feels, just in case it happens, can I take it from right at 561? It might happen like that. Just be prepared. Just be prepared. That's the idea, though. What I would love more of in those two passages, the C gave way, is just a lot more TH, a lot more sound on the. The C gave way, the C gave way, even more legato on it, just so that it doesn't sound like the C gave way, the C gave way. Can we try just those couple of bars back at 561? All right, moving on to the March of the Israelites. I won't say anything. Let's just see how it goes.
Oh.
So, mood. Mood. And that's how I want to talk about this, because all we say is I. It's a lot of I, right? It's a lot of I. What has to happen? Sopranos and altos. I love the core of the sound. I need it to be a little less sure of itself. So softer. Keep the core, but softer. It needs to feel like, think about it like this. You know, I try to think a lot about this sort of 10, 4, 5, 2 thing that Det writes. And imagine if I went out to the bay right now and split it down the middle and said, come on, choir, let's walk through it. Right? You would all be like, feel that way, right? It's this music that feels like, oh yeah, we're marching and we're moving forward. But like internally, it's like, And what's so beautiful is that that gives us the turning point, right? The turning point to 622. Everyone is, it's like, oh, okay, we're in the middle of this now and the water hasn't collapsed on us. Okay, this is going okay. We might survive this, and it all is so beautiful, and the men are leading us forward, and the tenors and basses are leading us forward, and then we get chased, right? So we have to plan that musical journey and chart it internally so that it's not just like 4 minutes of ahs, right? So, you know, a little trepidations at the beginning, and then we unfold. Just keep that in the back of your mind. It's really not changing how you sing it, but changing the intent in which you sing it, if that makes sense. Can we try this one more time? Just because this little corner is a little chaotic. Tenors, I will also ask for maybe a little bit longer on our ahs when we sing it by ourselves. So just a little bit more length, just because there's less of us. The orchestra also joins, and so that'll help us, but I think we can collaborate a little bit more. This is back at 590, please, 590. Yeah, let's dance, why not? Color of that was so much better sopranos and altos. What I am now missing is the crescendo de crescendo. Can you let that be the like whale that's passing by the water as it's parted and the dolphin right? It has to feel that way, right? It's crescendo accents, so it should feel a little like, oh, okay. Let's start right on it, sopranos and altos. 592. 592.
Oh,
Bar 670. 670. 670. Big crescendo. If you don't already have it written, big crescendo. See the Egyptians coming. And big cutoff. Yeah, that'll make the cutoff not feel so like, oh, where did it go? Like they're being chased. All right, have a seat. Let's flip ahead to. Thank you. 7:49. Like you know this already.
And when they reach the other shore.
In the PV, which I think really only applies to Jesse, but for the orchestra, I mean for the chorus, just so you know, bar 770, there should be no chord on beat four. So technically the chord on one is the same through the entire bar, and then the strings just play a plunk on three. That makes sense. Also, while I've stopped, bar 775, everyone. Sorry, just tenors and basses, really. Praise Jehovah. Boom. So I will continue beating through that bar. Your cutoff will be the beat three that I give the horns. So there's no big sustain on the final note. Just let it go. Yeah, I'll give a clear cutoff for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I take it from oh, 770. That's a good spot. 770.
Mist of the sea.
Can I add something? 782, a little diminuendo going into the Praise Jehovah. Just a slight diminuendo. So that's not absolutely forte throughout the whole thing. The harp plays on the downbeat of the 3-4. We just need to color it a little bit for the harp. Can we try that pickup tennis basses? This is pick up the 7-80. It is one.
Alleluia.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, sopranos and altos, let's dance. Now, I will give you a fair warning. Today, I will be with you for these changes and cues and stuff, but if you looked at the soprano part, it is quite devilish, right? And so there might be a moment in the performance or the rehearsal where I am so cued on keeping our soprano with us that I forget to look up at a chord change. I am going to trust that you all know where all of these are. Right. Here it is. What is it? 800? 800. Have a seat. No worries. We'll get back to that. Sopranos, altos, marvelous. If we can, it's so tricky in this repetitive thing, to do as much to avoid hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think what will help us, A, if we more legato, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right? It's two halves of a word instead of six parts of a word. And right now I'm hearing ha-le-lu-yah. Ha-le, sorry. Two parts instead of four parts. Ha-le-lu-yah. I would love to hear
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Can we try that? We don't even need to go through all of it. We can just start it. Right from our first one, 802. Here's a 1, 2, and.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
yeah, it's still so easy to go hallelujah. Put an accent on the first one. Overemphasize it for once. Hallelujah. Just make it ugly and wrong for once. With over-exaggerating the accent on the first one. Here's a 1, 2, and.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
over-exaggerated is just right. Can we actually over-exaggerate it?
Hallelujah.
Just do it. Entertain me.
Here's a one, two, and.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah, the first three or four were fantastic, and then it became hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we try one more thing? For those of you who can, let's wait on the big beat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one and the two and the.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Much better. Much better. The hallelujah is always a little bit more accented than the luya. Luya is more naturally easy, I think. Hallelujah tends to want that accent from us. But just keep that drum in you, right, throughout all of this. Because even if I stand up here and I'm like, because I need to come it together, get it together, it'll just slowly turn into hallelujah, hallelujah. But we just need more hallelujah. You're a chorus of angels. It's easy. It's easy. You do this all the time. This is literally all you do. Yeah, let's do it. Actually, let's go through the whole thing and we'll continue on. So Terry the bassist, join us standing whenever you feel like it, but we will continue on. We will continue on. 800, please. Right on. 800. I'll give you two bars.
Thank you.
Can we, oh gosh, that Pharaoh's host was hot, breathtaking. Can we add something? Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Don't feel like you have to rush through the Pharaoh's host. Put if you in your mind to noodles on each of those. Pharaoh's host, pam-da-dam. Really be the host. Take all the time. So don't feel like you have to rush through those that triplet pickup into 882, please. Also, we're doing depths of the sea, correct?
Yes.
Perfect, just double check. Can I take it back to 878, sing you to Jehovah? Sing you to Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously. Fantastic. Let's jump. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, let's jump. Can I start for the sake of our getting this together? This is 899. Into our heat. So starting the bar before at 9:05, this is what it'll look like. And 3, 1. Sopranos, can we try something? Can we try something? Can we try lifting before is? He is King of Kings. Let's try. Let's try. Same thing, 9:05.
He is King of Kings. He is King of Kings.
a direct break, but just a little lift. Just a little lift so that we all know exactly where that quarter note's supposed to go. He is King of Kings. Thank you, thank you. Oh, but you know, while I'm here, let me talk about it. Flip ahead, 10:16. Have a seat. 10:16, 10:15. I think you've been traditionally doing a little break before he is. No break. So. So 10:15 will be in four. We are in four. We all have this. 10:11, I'm in four. Correct? 10:11, I'm in four. I will stay in four, 10:15. 10:16, I go back into two. So it will look and sound something like this. I'll sing it. Da 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 da. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of. And forward. This piece is, you know, I'm always this thing. There's pieces where there's all this stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting. And some moments it's like you want the momentum to just slowly dip and then keep going and not come to a full stop. And this feels like one of those moments. So, can I go just sitting continuously singing? Can we start at, oh, this is the awkward thing. 10:08. 10:08. So I'm still in two here. I go in for two bars. So, a little coordination here.
Lord, when we get to 1108, I will subdivide 1109, beat 3 and 4. So it'll be ya ba be ba be ba be ba 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 be ba be ba ha. So that I can give you that cutoff and the downbeat.
We have a quarter rest on beat 4.
Perfect. Then I'll give you that cutoff on beat 4. So 1E and a 2E and a 1E and a 3 off ha. Thank you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The thing that will trip us up, especially when we get in front of the orchestra, is if we hang on to the ends of those measures too long. Praise the Lord. 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 Just always making sure that you're getting that consonance of the next measure always on time. We get what you're saying. We get it. We get it. It makes more, it's more important that we are together and in time at this point in the piece. Thank you. I'd love to get just this last bit. Can I start from... Actually, let's do this. Can I start right at 10:16? 10:16. Bum, 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 bum. He is king. Let's stand. Because what has to happen, what's naturally happening is as we're progressing through these chords, and as we're getting higher and higher, it's just naturally getting louder and louder. What needs to happen is it gets higher and higher, and it stays the same dynamic. Right? What I don't want to do is have to reduce our numbers. However, the soprano and the tenor do have to contend. When we get to am, they're still singing ba 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 ba. Right, so we can't be too hot too fast. So even if it's nice and small and open and round and beautiful, but just it's not a forte note, right? It's a piano note. So we just have to approach this entire trajectory like we're only singing mezzo piano, maybe mezzo forte sopranos as we need to, which is why I wrote that crescendo in the last bar, so that when the soprano and tenor finally reach their last note, the chorus can actually explode, right? So everything sort of stays underneath until that moment, right? And that'll be something that'll be really difficult to pace until I know exactly how much time and space they need to get through it, yeah. Can you say that measure number again?
1110.
Ah, yes, let's do this. 1110, can we all write mezzo piano? Mezzo piano at 1110. And just so that we have a kind of guidance, 1116, when we get to great, mezzo forte, and keep great I am at mezzo forte, until I give the signal, and my signal to you all will be in 1120. Trust by that point, my eyebrows will be raised. I will be like Leonard Bernstein-ing myself at the podium. Does that make sense for everyone? Yeah, the he is me, absolutely. Actually, and let's take it back to. Yeah, let's just do, 905. This is 905 once again, everyone.
98.
You can stay seated. I think I know what it is, sopranos. Are we marked forte at that key?
Yes.
Can we not accent the key? Can it not be he is king of kings? So less attack, more growing, more crescendo in that. Can we try that? The harp is gonna go, and I don't want it to be. He is king of kings. Let's try it one more time. 905.
Let's still with a good breath.
That part. Let's ensemble it. Let's coordinate it and it'll be right. Same thing. One last time, just to lock it in. Question? You know what I want? It's sopranos. It's a hitch. It's really not even like a big breath. It's not he is king of kings. It's he is king. It's really everyone feeling beat two as a chest pulse inside of you. He is King of, He is King of Kings, just so that we all feel that beat together, and it's not just in space.
Okay.
Let's try that. It's such a tricky spot. Thank you for your patience, everyone. It's new for us, so it'll take a little while for it to get in the body, but that's the idea. It's not a big break, it's not legato, but it's really just making sure that we all feel internally where that beat two is as I give it. Yeah, thank you. Any other questions, needs, concerns? Thank you again to Zach for all of this. So we have time to sort of make sure that the ensemble of everything is feeling good and the balance of things is feeling as good as it possibly can. And even better, when we get to the Paramount on Thursday, we will also have time to make sure that everything is feeling good. So thank you all so much. Have a great evening, and I will see you next week. Thank you.